USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israel's military said it carried out airstrikes in the Gaza Strip early Wednesday after incendiary balloons were launched from the Palestinian territory. The two peoples had agreed to a ceasefire that ended 11 days of fighting between Israel and Hamas. A federal judge lifted the Biden administration's temporary ban on new oil and gas leases on public lands and offshore waters. In a victory for 13 states that filed the legal challenge in Louisiana, U.S. District Judge Terry Doty granted a preliminary injunction Tuesday blocking President Biden's January 27th executive order while the litigation continues. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey signed an executive order on Tuesday mandating that public colleges and universities cannot require students to receive the COVID-19 vaccine or require students to submit proof that they received the vaccine to attend in-person classes. USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.